A 5-tour combat veteran is working to fill in the gaps of VA care on his reservation in northeastern Montana. Veterans who live on reservations are often far from the nearest VA hospital. And according to the Department of Veteran Affairs, American Indians and Alaskan Natives serve in the military at rates higher than any other group. Despite fighting to preserve their land and independence from the government, they've served since the American Revolution and in every war since. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
I'm driving around with Justin Dupree. He works for the Assiniboine and Sioux Tribe on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in northeastern Montana.
Hey, Sorrell, how you doing?
Dupree's job here is whatever the vet he's visiting needs.
How you doing? You need anything today?
Especially the older veterans he helps out aren't always easy to reach. Some of the Vietnam-era vets don't have email or internet or even cell phones.
Like, if I wasn't doing anything today, I would go check on every single one of them.
Oh, right. Wow.
And, you know, I just keep a list, you know. So this is the veterans' house right here. Nobody's there. Sometimes I honk and answer.
Today, he's looking for two veterans he needs to drive down to Billings later in the week. The VA in Billings is almost 10 hours round trip. That's in the summer, when it's not snowing.
So, I'm just going to stop in and check in to see if you need anything.
Studies have shown native vets have higher rates of foregoing care, in part because it's hard to get to VA facilities.
We're looking for Sam Boyd. We're going to take him to Billings next week. Sam Boyd, yeah.
Sam Boyd. I don't know where he is.
Probably his grandma's house.
Today, there's no 10-hour trip to make, and the requests turn out to be pretty simple.
How you doing today?
So far...
Gerald Jackson is a Vietnam vet and a double amputee. He just needs Dupree to go cash a check for him at the bank.
Do you need anything else while I'm out?
No, it's just the carnival, and I got to get money for the carnival and my kids.
There's a carnival and rodeo coming to the next town over, Wolf Point, and he needs cash to give the kids.
My grandkids are coming over. Grandpa, I need this. And you know the carnival, what is it? $30 a shot. It was 20 last year, now it's 30 or so.
So Dupree takes the check and heads out.
Well, go cash this, and I'll bring it right back to you.
Thanks, brother. Yep. I appreciate that.
Dupree grew up here, and he seems to know everyone, including at the bank.
Let's go talk to Mike. Mike's a branch president. He's a veteran.
And pretty much everyone knows Justin Dupree, and they know he's a combat veteran himself.
And then I did end up doing 5 tours of duty overseas. I went to Bosnia in 2001. Afghanistan in 2003, Iraq in 2005, Iraq in 2007, and then again in 2010.
After 17 years in the Army, Dupree retired.
And by that time, with that many deployments, my body was pretty, the check engine light came on, I could say that. So, and it's just a lot of wear and tear, and that's where I'm at.
But when he came back, he didn't slow down, not at first. He got on the Fort Peck Tribal Council and even went to Washington, D.C. to testify before the Senate about VA care for Native vets. Then he was invited to be one of just 15 vets on the VA Secretary's Advisory Committee on Tribal and Indian Affairs. Then it was just too much.
I guess I've been so busy that I haven't been able to, like getting out of the military, diagnosed with PTSD myself, I haven't been able to seek care. If you've ever called, like, the VA number... It's a hassle to talk to anybody.
It took him 6 months to get an appointment in Miles City, just 2.5 hours away. But the therapist wasn't a vet, he wasn't Native, and it didn't go well.
My first time actually opening up with mental health, being through these countries I've been through and being through these situations, a lot of my friends have killed themselves that I've deployed with. And I'm not saying that's something, but I just need to get some stuff on my chest. But to hear a guy who's never been through what I've been through tell me, you know, to me it was like he's brushing it off.
Studies show Native vets have higher incidence of PTSD, and Dupree says there's still a strong stigma around getting help with mental health. That first bad experience was enough to put him off.
So they had called me 4 days after, and I said, you know what, do me a favor, lose my number, don't ever call me again. I don't feel comfortable talking to you guys.
Dupree did start to slow down, though, finally. He stepped away from the VA, from tribal government, from politics. He spends less time on the phone and more time with his family. And he started this new job on the reservation, filling in the gaps of VA care. And that seems like a kind of therapy.
Life's a little slower. Yeah. But in turn, I enjoy going to meet these other veterans. And a lot of them don't know the help that's available for them. You know, we'll get you scheduled, get your paperwork from the VA.
We've been driving around the reservation all day. It's 90 miles of eastern Montana prairie along U.S. Route 2. But Dupree promises this last visit will be fun. We drop in on the former tribal chairman.
My name is Kenneth Ryan. My child name was given to me when I was born was Taksha Chinja, baby deer or fawn. And my name is Tashunga Saba, his black horse that was given to me by my father. That's who I am.
Ryan joined the U.S. Army in 1965 to be a paratrooper. Then the Army decided he was too good at typing and made him do clerical work. Which was hard, because Ryan says one reason American Indians serve is a warrior tradition.
You can't become a leader of your tribe until you've gone to war.
So when he came home, he wasn't really sure he'd done it, gone to war. But his elders told him he had.
He said, well, they called you and you went. You didn't say no. And you would have done anything they had you do.
Veterans are held in high regard at tribal meetings and celebrations.
And my grandpa taught me a song, which is, could you go into my room and bring that drum?
His wife gets the drum for him.
This is a song my grandpa taught me. Shechia na dambino, shechia na dambino, shechia na dambino, hey, hey, hey.
He says the song means the young men are going to war, and they're going two by two. They're going up into the highlands to war, two by two.
Well, they sang that song for me. So that's how I'm a veteran. And I'm one of the most privileged men in the whole world.
Justin Dupree thanks him for the song, and he tells Ryan he'll be back to check on some roof damage from a storm last spring. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, on the Fort Peck Reservation in Montana.